Good word for the Lord tonight. Any testimony you'd like to share? Anybody at all? Something good happened this week? Something you'd like to share with the church folks? If you don't, then I'll have something to share here for a little while. So, anybody at all? Yes, Brother Ron. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Nothing like running them buses. Amen. Anybody else? Testimony for the Lord tonight? Okay, a little quieter tonight than everybody's alive. Amen. That's a blessing. We're saved tonight. Amen. Can't lose that. God's still on the throne tonight. Amen. I'll have to testify for you. I mean, I guess we just keep on having a little praise party, I guess, before we get into it. And anybody at all? All right. Yes, Brother Sean. Okay, good. Yeah, people got saved this morning. Amen. We always like to see people, lost people come to church and they get saved. Amen. All right, keep it going, anybody, before we move on? Anybody at all? Yes. Amen. Good. And you've only been there a short time, right? Well, praise the Lord. Well, amen. We'll be praying that he'll get saved. Amen. Anybody else? All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a wave there. I'm sorry. Okay, Dylan, just wave and, you know, yes, sir. Amen. You're here as a church family. Amen. No, nothing like coming to church as a family. You know what I mean? It just is nothing like it. I joy in the fact that I can look out tonight. There's families here. And, of course, we have all different walks of life. But I joy in that. And there's no better place. There's no better place. Let me just say this, and I'm not even preaching yet. But there's no better place to ground your kids in the Word of God than church. I mean, and just, you know, parents, you keep doing what you're doing. Workers, you keep doing what you're doing. And if I had an invitation right now, that'd be good. But it just we just need to keep doing what we're doing. And you get your kids in church, and let's keep doing our part. But anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, I'll make sure. All right. Okay, take your Bibles. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to read four verses. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. You might be encouraged by how many notes I have. If you looked at my notes this morning, you'd have been discouraged because there was a lot. And tonight is very much abbreviated compared to the notes I had this morning. So it might mean that we get out a little bit early, or who knows. But we'll get out on time, amen, one way or the other. But 2 Timothy chapter 2, let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. And we will read these verses responsibly, verses 1 through 4. I'll read, then you read. I'll read 3, and we'll read 4 together. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a good soldier. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you again for your book, Lord. We thank you for this time. I pray, God, that you be with your servant. Give me clarity tonight. Fill me with your power. Give me the words to say. I can't do this by myself, and I definitely do not take this lightly. I thank for these dear people, open hearts tonight, in Jesus' name, amen. The Apostle Paul, our text will be, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was nearing the end of his life here. His ministry will be ended. He was writing to whom he considered his son in the ministry. That's a young Timothy. A young man. Timothy was one whom Paul loved dearly. He trained Timothy. He instructed Timothy as a father would instruct his son. He instructed him on how to live as a Christian, how to walk as a Christian, how to be the kind of preacher that God would want him to be. Just as Paul, when he got saved, he immediately sold himself out to serving God. No doubt he told Timothy to do the same thing. Give your all to God. You'll never, ever regret it. Let me just stop and say this. You know, young people,
You know, you'll never regret giving your all to Jesus Christ. You know, you get saved, and sometimes I feel like that's just about where it ends. We get saved, and that's about it. You know what? There's a whole lot more. Listen to me now. Listen to me. Look right up here, and you know, and I don't ever mean to call anybody down, but I will. This is very, very important, and I want every young person, especially every adult, everyone to get this tonight. I believe I'll be short, but if there's misbehavior, I'll have a tendency to go longer and longer and longer, and we'll try to be out maybe by 9:30. But anyways, but you'll never regret it, young person. You know, when you get saved, of course, the Bible says you become a new creature, and that burden of sin is lifted in different things, and we know all that happens. But the truth of the matter is, young person, adults, new convert, you'll never regret giving your all to Jesus Christ. You will never regret saying, okay, God, here's my life, and you make it, and you have it be what you want it to be. 2 Timothy chapter 2, you'll find Paul instructing Timothy on how to be a good soldier for Jesus Christ. Paul was telling him, you must prepare for battle, because the battles will come. This is primarily to a soldier. And tonight, you know what? Let me just stop and say this. There is a battle. And we have an enemy. That enemy is alive and well. He's the devil. He wants to do everything he can to tear you down. He wants to get on your door. He'll keep you from going to church. He'll keep you from reading the Bible. He'll keep you from praying. He'll keep you, young teenager, from living pure and living clean. He'll keep us from doing what is right. But let me tell you something. There is an imminent battle. There is an enemy, and that is the devil. But we have a Savior who is Jesus Christ, who will fill us, who will help us become the kind of soldier we ought to be. And we need to go ahead and fill ourselves with the power of God so that we can attack that devil. You know, we need to be a good soldier. We need to be equipped as a good soldier. And to be a good soldier, number one, I'm getting right into it tonight, but to be a good soldier, number one, it's found in verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, this is Paul, of course, talking to Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Hey, you know what? If we're going to be a good soldier for Jesus Christ, my friend, we need to be strong, not necessarily physically, but spiritually, go through spiritual boot camp. You know, I've talked to soldiers who went through boot camp. You get up early. You have to get up early. There are certain, things you have to go. You're exercising, you're working, you're sweating. Sometimes you may go long before you eat and different things, but the truth of the matter is, for them to be the kind of soldier they're going to be, they need that boot camp. And for us to be the kind of soldiers we're going to be, if we're going to stand strong in the battle, if we're going to go ahead and fight strong the enemy, hey, you know what? We need to go through some spiritual boot camp. We need to go ahead and strengthen ourselves according to thy word. We need to go ahead and get in this book. Hey, it's so sad to see soldiers. It's so sad to see Christians go by the wayside. And the truth matters, why is it that they go by the wayside? It's because they don't get in the book. They don't get in this book right here. And this is the battle plan right here. This is the plan of God for our life. And we need to get in the book. Hey, you know what? To be a good soldier tonight, my friend, we must be strong. You know, as I said, mentioned our example, our soldiers, before they go to battle, they go to boot camp to prepare them physically, mentally, emotionally for the possible battle ahead. Hey, you teens, you listen up here. You wonder, why do we have the rules guided by this book? Why do we have the discipline by this book right here? Because we want you to be strong soldiers in Jesus Christ. You teenagers, you young people in the home, you wonder, why is there guidelines? Why is there rules? Why is there a curfew? Because your mama and daddy, they know what the devil wants. They know they want to tear you down. They know they want to impure your mind. They know that the devil wants to go ahead and bring you down. That's why there's rules. And listen, listen, boys and girls, listen, teenagers, if there's rules, you're obligated to obey. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Very simple verse, but you are obligated to obey. And by the way, adults, we are obligated to obey our Savior. Amen. And the truth of the matter is, if we're going to stand strong in this battle, we must go ahead and get in the book. We must pray to the God of heaven. There's a battle brewing, and the enemy is the devil, and we must find some good soldiers who will rise up and be strong for the cause of Christ. You children and you teenagers, you sit there with that attitude, is when's preaching gonna get over? Why do I have to go to church? Hey, you know what? You know why you teenagers ought to sit up? You know why I go ahead and I ask you to look right up here? Because I know what the devil wants for you. I know the devil like to chew you up. I know he like to spit you up. Hey, listen, Christian, you know, the devil knows tonight if you're saved, he can't go ahead and take you to hell with him. He knows that. But you know what? He wants to do everything he can to make your life as ineffective as possible with Jesus Christ. He knows that he can't take. If you're saved and you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and you know for sure you're on your way to heaven, the devil can't take you to hell, but he's dead sure doesn't want your life pleasing to Jesus. Hey, we need some soldiers. We need some children who will rise up. We need some teenagers who sit up and listen during the preaching and during a Sunday school class and put the phones away and put away the things in their mind that distract them from the preaching of the Word of God. We need some children and some teenagers who sit up and obey your parents and obey your preacher and obey a godly authority in your life. Hey, we also need adults that way. We need some adults that will have some grit about them, that will go ahead and be the kind of soldiers that they ought to be so they can go ahead and train some young soldiers in their home or train some young soldiers in a Sunday school class or train some young soldiers on a Sunday school bus. Hey, we need some soldiers, some adults today that will also not just soak in the preaching, but they'll read the Word of God. Hey, this is necessary food for the soul, and we need to go ahead and have it in our soul so we can win this battle for Christ. Hey, there's a battle out there. There's pornography, there's Hollywood, there's rock music, there's country music, there's rap music, there's alternative music, there's goth music, there's every kind of music, there's every kind of battle out there that's going to try to destroy your mind, teenager, that's going to try to destroy your heart there, adult, and we need some soldiers, some Christian folks who will rise up and say, you know what, I'll be a good soldier for Jesus Christ. That's what Paul was saying to Timothy. We need some soldiers who'll be strong. I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy to go to a public school and have to take a stand for right, but it can be done. I'm thinking of a young man right now who went through public school. Boy, we tried. We really tried hard to go ahead and get him into Christian school. But for some reason, mom and daddy, good folk, good family, by the way, mom and daddy, just couldn't either afford Christian school, but they were part of our Spanish ministry back home. And we had a Spanish ministry that met Sunday nights because of their work schedule. They worked at DeCoster Egg Farm, so at Sunday nights, we had a Spanish pastor and a wife that was dedicated to that ministry. Every Sunday night, you'd go ahead and you'd see maybe 30 over that Spanish building. They'd go ahead and sing praises to Jesus. They'd go ahead and preach the gospel. Boy, it's just great, great things that were happening. But there was a young man, a young teenage boy in that auditorium, in that Spanish crowd there. We wanted it so bad for he could speak English, but we wanted so bad to go ahead and have him come to the Christian school. But you know what? This young man, he couldn't go to Christian school. And this family, by the way, was tithing, good, good family, but they just couldn't afford Christian school. And they'd go ahead and they'd be in church faithfully every Sunday night. And Moy was his name, this young man I'm talking, his name was Moy. And he could speak, of course, good Spanish, and he could speak English very, very well. And he'd allow me to go ahead and be his youth pastor. I mean, I was his youth pastor, but he never could really get to all the youth meetings because of schedule, because he worked hard. That boy worked so very hard. But you know what? He went to public school. And he'd tell me, boy, I'd meet with him almost every Saturday. He just loved me meeting. Of course, I loved to go to his place because he had a little taco stand right there in Turner, Maine. I mean, this was not just your Taco Bell tacos. I mean, blah, compared to this, okay? These were authentic. I love Mexican food, amen. I love it, I love it, and I love it. You know, I just do. But every Saturday, coming back from my bus ride, I'd go ahead and I'd stop by. I stopped by, number one, for lunch, but number two, it became a habit, and Moy enjoyed it. He would run that taco stand, but he enjoyed the fact that I would spend about a half an hour with him, and I'd eat, but we'd also sit down and talk. And he'd go ahead and tell me, he says, Pastor, you know, boy, I tell you, I wish I'd go to Christian school, but you know, I know I'm going to stay in Levitt in the public school until I graduate. But you know, that's just the way it is. That's what my mom and dad have to do. But you know, he says, boy, it's terrible. Boy, it's so hard to do right. I mean, you'd see things that just young eyes should just not see in the public. It's amazing. Some of them teenagers are older than some of you and I adults are. But things that were just going on, the music that we played, the words that would be said, the behavior that would go on. But you know what? This young man, he'd read his Bible on lunchtime. He'd go ahead and he'd memorize scripture. He would go ahead and he'd take a stand in the public school. And let me tell you something, that young man, he is called to be a preacher. He went to youth conference a couple years in a row. He was semi-involved as much as he could in the youth ministry. He was involved on a bus route in Turner, Maine as part of our church. He was involved every Sunday night. By the way, before he went off to Bible college, he went off to Howells Aarons. He graduates, I think, this year. I think Moy graduates this year, and he is a preacher boy. And let me tell you something, boy, that boy can get up, and he can preach, and he can wax eloquent. But listen to me. You know what? He's an example that you can do right in public school. He rose above what the world would call normal, but he is an example that you can go ahead and do right in the public school. Tonight, he'll be walking across the platform of First Baptist Church in just a few weeks, and he'll go ahead and get a diploma, and he's going off, I think, somewhere along the way to Mexico to start some churches. Hey, what I'm saying, hey, this young man can take a stand in public school. Hey, he was a good soldier in public school. And let me tell you something, it can be done. Look at me. Right up here. Hey, but the truth of the matter is, hey, you know what? We need some good soldiers. We need some young people that'll be good soldiers no matter where you are. If you're in the shopping mall, if you're in public school, no matter where you are, we need some good soldiers who will go ahead and be a good testimony. But we need mom and daddies to be the same good testimony. We need some mom and daddies that will control that box in the home. We need some mom and daddy that will control things in your home. We ought not make SpongeBob the center of your home. We ought not make the NBA the center of your home. We ought not make the NFL the center of your home. You say, are you against sports? No, I'm not against sports. And by the way, I'm glad the Celtics won. But the truth of the matter is, I'm not against sports. I'm not against that stuff. But let me tell you something. If that box is the center of your home, some priorities are to whack somewhere. If SpongeBob is the center of your home, priorities out of, hey, let's get God back in the center of our home. Let's get this book the center of our home. Hey, parents, go ahead and read this Bible with your kids. I love hearing the Bible read by little boys and girls. I love it. I know I said it last week, but, you know, or somewhere along the way, but when my little daughter, Abby, was younger, she couldn't read. We'd have family devotions. I just loved it. I'd go ahead and I'd read the verse. And she'd read the verse. Then I'd read another portion of the verse. I just love hearing little boys and girls read the Bible. I love hearing little boys and girls sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I love seeing little boys and girls. I love teenagers doing right. And you know what, teenagers, you can do right. You can do right. You say, no, it's too hard. You can do right. Hey, teenagers, you can listen to the right music. Hey, teenagers, you can go ahead and put the right things in front of your eyes. Hey, teenagers, you can behave. Hey, teenagers, you can obey. Hey, parents, we can do the same thing. You know what? We expect our teenagers and our kids to turn out right, but what about us? What are we doing to help them turn out right? What procedures have we got placed in the home to go ahead and help them turn out right? What kind of soldier for Christ are you raising in that home? Hey, I just mentioned a moment ago, I like seeing families in church. You know, this is a good way to raise a good soldier, by the way. Amen. It's a good way to raise a good soldier. You know, get them in Sunday school Sunday morning. Get up. Get your kids ready. Get them ready for church. Make church a priority in your home and get up Sunday morning and make church a part of your life. You know, that's a good way to raise a good soldier. Get them to Sunday school. Get them to church Sunday morning. Get them to church Sunday night. Get them to church, Pat to Pirate if they're of age on Wednesday night and Sunday night, Wednesday night Bible study. Hey, get them in church. Make the Bible the center of your home. Make God the center of your home. Oh, we need a revival getting the Bible back in the home tonight so we can raise some good soldiers. We need some godly wives. We need some godly husbands. We need godly children who will be strong for the cause of Christ. Number two, we not only need strong soldiers, but we need soldiers who will listen to their commanding officers and carry on the mission of Christ to others. You know, there's a battle to be won. We have a commander in chief, that is Jesus. It's not the President of the United States. It's not Hillary. It's not Obama. It's not President Bush. Not anybody, but you know what? We, in our spiritual, we have a commander-in-chief, that is Jesus Christ. And he's gone ahead and he's commissioned us, he's given us command of how we ought to live right here. Boy, it'd be good for us to get back in the book, the old black book, the King James Bible book again. It'd be good for us to go ahead and walk with God every single day. Be good for you to schedule, hey, parent, hey, adult, hey, Sunday school teacher, hey, bus worker. It'd be good for you to get back into the old black book. Hey, let me ask a question. When was the last time you got in the book? Just you. and God? When was the last time that it was just you and God? And you know, it probably scared me tonight. If I could go ahead and sit down personally with each and every individual in this room, when was the last time you got in the Bible? I'd probably be disappointed. But the truth of the matter is, how are we going to go ahead and raise good soldiers if we're not even maintaining us, if you will? If we're not making us a good soldier, we know what we're supposed to do. How can we go ahead and raise good soldiers if we don't go ahead and take in the instruction that God has given us right here? Hey, we need some soldiers who will listen to their commanding officers. I'm talking about Jesus through his book. I'm talking about your parents. I'm talking about your pastor. I'm talking about your Sunday school teacher. I'm talking about your bus captain. Listen when they speak. Listen when they speak. Now, I know some people, they look at me like a mule looking at a new gate. Why does preacher preach this way? Because I love you, and I don't want you to die and become a casualty in this war. I want you to rise up for Christ and be strong and go forward and raise your children for Christ. That's what I want. Amen. We need soldiers who will listen to their commanding officers. Don't make church such a bore. Hey, parents, you know what? Your kids will do what you do. If church is important to you, they'll go ahead and it'll be important to them. If your Bible reading is important to you, it'll be important to them. If your Sunday school class is important to you, it'll be important to them. Hey, what is your priority in life? Unfortunately, we made the TV our priority, or we made some sort of pleasure our priority. I'm not against some pleasure, but the truth of the matter is we dwell on way too much. You know, I have fun reading the Bible. That's pleasurable. Boy, we ought to try it. Amen. Boy, we're in a war tonight. The devil wants to go ahead and defeat us, but we're not going to go ahead and be defeated. Hey, you know what? Jesus has the last word, amen. Our job is to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Boy, we ought to listen when the man of God speaks. We ought to listen. Kids, when your parents speak, you ought to obey them. They tell you to go clean up your room, go clean up your room. Don't say, well, after, no. You go clean up your room. That means right then and there. Put down what you're doing and go clean up. They tell you to take out the trash. They tell you to do this. They tell you to do that. Hey, you better go ahead and do it. Children, obey. Obey, obey, obey them that have the rule over you. Hey, Christian, our job is to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature through missions. Well, we want to increase our missions, but we're going to keep on supporting missionaries, and we're going to go ahead and do it through soul winning. Hey, we have a mission field right here. Right here. You say, well, now nobody listen. You know what? Two people listened to me last week. You know what? People still listen. There are still those who are destitute. They're looking for what you have. They're looking for the joy that you have. Hey, let's go ahead and get a track, and let's go out there and tell the lost about Jesus. Hey, you know what? There are people dying, going to hell right this very second. And what are we going to do about it? Boy, we need to be strong. And in the power of his might, we got to understand that there's a battle going on. We got to understand that we are soldiers, but we must be good soldiers. The Bible says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You know, Paul had a special relationship with Timothy, like a son, the Bible says. Paul wanted Timothy to go ahead and make it in life. Paul, boy, he instructed Timothy very carefully. Paul just loved Timothy like a father does a son. He wanted Timothy to go ahead and make it. We need some good soldiers tonight. We must listen to God's men. We must listen to preaching. We must listen to teaching. We must study the book, apply it to, and transfer it to others. Paul writes here in verse number 2, Paul writes, let me just read it, in the things that thou hast heard of me, talking of Paul, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Paul writes, the things that thou hast heard of me, meaning Paul, among many witnesses, the same. Take this old black book. Take the soul-winning Timothy that I've taught you. Take the prayer life that I've taught you. Take the raising up the standard that I've taught you. Take the doing right there, Paul, that I taught you, and commit it to faithful men. Commit it to others who will also, who shall be able to teach others also. Hey, you know what? If we're going to go ahead and revival, this is revival right here. You know what? We, as leaders, like Paul, he needed to go ahead and he needed to take the knowledge that God gave him through this book and he transferred it to Timothy. Hey, Timothy, just don't stop there, but you pass it on to some younger person. You pass it on so that maybe the generation, so that your kids will have the freedom to serve a God like we do today. You know what? Our freedoms are getting very, 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 very minimal. I know of places in these United States that if you walk down the street passing out tracts, you can go to jail. I've heard of it. I heard it. Someone was just telling me that the other day. You have to have some permission before you know, and it's permission to go door knocking. You know, truth about you, got kicked out of a place back up in Maine. I would use that. Actually, it happened here too. Two different places. One in Maine, one here. Prime soul winning territory. We run our buses. The place up in Maine, we ran our buses for many years through there. Went ahead, I took a van load of our teenagers. We were going to go do some door-to-door. And you know what? We got kicked out of that place. We weren't there 5 minutes before they said, Get out of here. We'll call the police. And they were serious. Because there's another good local church that was going in there doing the same thing. And I happened to call them after I got back and said Pastor Weeks, it was a good thing, because they were serious. They were serious. Hey, you know what? Our freedom's getting more and more minimal. You know what, we need to go ahead and by the way, just because the freedoms get a little more minimal, that doesn't mean that we retreat. That doesn't mean that and by the way, I'm not saying back talk to the law. You know what, we ought to be kind. There's never a time to be unkind, but the truth, man, we need to stand our ground. We need to go ahead and rise up, rise above the normal and become, the normal to the world is to go ahead and just get by mediocre. Hey, I don't want to be just average. Hey, we need to go ahead and stand our ground. And when the devil's winds blow and when the devil attacks us, hey, we're going to stand our ground. We're going to stand our ground in this church. Amen. We're going to keep on standing there. We're going to keep on soul winning. We're going to keep on raising up the King James Bible. We're going to go ahead and keep the music right. We're going to keep the standards right. And we ain't turning back. And that's what the devil wants. He wants to try to infiltrate the NIV and the SUV and the HAV and what are AVs out there. But bless God, let me tell you something. We're going to keep the old King James Bible. We're going to keep the old hymns of the songbook. And we ain't turning back. You say, preacher, you shouldn't use ain't. Well, I did. I never was good in English. I failed it. So, anyways, I told on myself. Listen to me. Paul says, listen. Hey, Paul, I'm an old man. Paul said, I'm an old man, Timothy, to a young man here. I've given you many things I want you to do right here. You take this book and you transfer it to others. And others. And others will go ahead and keep transferring. We need to be busy reproducing ourselves. We need to be winning the world to Jesus. I don't think we have much time. I'm not going to stand up here tonight and give a date. I know too many preachers have gone ahead and done that, and they have egg all over their face tonight. I'm not going to do that. No one knows. But you know what? We don't have much time. We really don't. You know, if Jesus was to come tonight, would he find you a good and faithful soldier? Would he find you a good and faithful soldier? You say, well, Jesus, I don't think Jesus, you don't know if Jesus is going to come back tonight. He may. Jesus could come back. He could come back before the service is out. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. But you know what? Hey, would he find you being a faithful soldier? Would he find your church attendance whacked out? Would he find you reading your Bible? Would he find you taking a strong stand for him in your music and in what you watch on TV? Hey, would he find you being a good, strong soldier? Hey, we must be strong. We must listen to our commanding officers so we can pass on the mission. But we also need to endure hardness. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You know, we don't need quitters in the midst of the battle. We don't need draft dodgers in the midst of the battle or even before the battle starts. No, I'm going to go ahead and leave somewhere. I can't do this. We don't need draft dodgers. We must remain in the battle. We must not look back. We must not retreat. You know, a good soldier, while he is fighting, he does not get entangled with the affairs of this life. You know, he keeps on serving God. When the chips are down, he keeps on serving God. He keeps on raising his family up in the admonition of the Lord. He keeps focus on his marriage. He keeps raising his kids for Christ. A soldier does not bail out in the battle. He keeps on going forward. He keeps on fighting. Even if he gets shot in the leg, even if he gets shot in the arm, you know, he just keeps on fighting. He'll bandage it up and he keeps on going forward. He doesn't say, I wish I chose another trail. I wish I went down a different path. Oh, this is just too hard. You know what? A good soldier is going to endure hardness. A good soldier, when you're on the job and you're made fun of, you know what? You endure hardness. You take a stand anyways. You know what? You're not accountable to them. You're accountable to yourself, to God only, by the way. You're not accountable to the one who may mock you because you read your Bible on break. You're not accountable to the one who may laugh at you because you ride a bus. You're not accountable to the one who may laugh at you when you go to your locker because you might have, you believe in Jesus Christ and you want to do right. Hey, what I'm trying to say, hey, you're not accountable to them. You're accountable to yourself this evening. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. A good soldier will not bail out on tough times. You know, would to God we would have some Christians who would just not bail out on him when times are tough. You know what, by the way, he never bailed out on us. You know, Jesus could have called 10,000 angels to go ahead and just destroy the world and to set him free. But guess what? He saw you on that cross. He said, no, I ain't turned back. He saw you on that cross. He says, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. He never bailed out. Would to God we'd have some Christians who will not bail out on Jesus in the midst of the battle. Would to God we'd have some Christians that when people mock and when people laugh, we take a stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Hey, you know what? Christ is going to get the last word. Hey, let me tell you something. One of these days, every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess. Amen. You know what? Go ahead, Mr. Actor or Actress, and go ahead, Hollywood star, and go ahead, pornographer, and go ahead, cigarette makers and cigarette factories. Hey, every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess. Go ahead and booze. Go ahead, rock star. Go ahead, Eminem. Go ahead, you rappers. You go ahead and you sing your songs. You smoke your dope. You drink your alcohol. You destroy yourself. But let me tell you something, and you can destroy the lives of others, but every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He will get the last word. We need families who will go ahead and endure hardness. We need Sunday school teachers who will go ahead and endure hardness. We need bus captains who will stand up and keep on enduring. We feel nothing worse than our Savior felt, by the way. We feel nothing worse. You know what? We've not been nailed to a cross. We've not had a cat of nine tails lashed across our back. We've not been spat upon. We've not gone ahead and had a crown of thorns, long thorns ground in your head so that the blood just comes. We've not had that. We've not had our beard plucked out. Hey, we've not felt any worse than what our Savior has. A good soldier is going to be focused on the things, on the right things. He's not going to be focused on the things of this earth. The Bible says in Colossians 3:2, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. He's not in the battle wishing for an easier way. He's not looking for a new fight. He's not looking for the new King James Version or the NIV or the Christian rock band to come into the church or the lifestyle. He's just going to stick with the old stuff, the old way. He's going to stick with the commander-in-chief who has some commanders on the ground, if you will, who are commanding so that we can go forward and become strong in the battle. He has a plan. We got to work that plan and plan our work, and we must not get sidetracked. We must stay focused upon Jesus. We must stay focused upon our Sunday school class. We must stay focused upon our families. We must stay focused, husbands, upon our wives. We must stay focused, wives, upon our husbands. We must love them. We must, you know, it'd be good to have a revival in our marriages again. Amen. Go back to the time when you first met her. Well, she was the most beautiful thing. You know what? She still ought to be the most beautiful thing to you today. She was the most gorgeous thing then. But you put a few more years on her, and what do you hear now? Old lady, old bag, all this junk. You know what? She's your lady. She's your queen. You better treat her as such. And by the way, lady, same way. He was the most handsome, rugged thing in the world. The rugged man in the world then. You know how you men do. Look in the mirror. You know, maybe a few extra pounds. Amen. It's okay. Someone help me out here. Come on now. Maybe just to lose it a little bit of hair. Might have a couple gray spots. I can still hide them, but it's getting harder and harder. I just gave up on it. But you know what? When she comes up and you're there and you kind of looking at you and, you know, and you kind of tighten that muscle and she comes up, ooh. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, listen, he's not your old man. He's your husband. And he loves you. And he cares for you. Hey, wife, meet your husband's needs and husband, meet your wife's needs. Love her. Treat her just like you did when you met her. Amen. Paul tells Timothy to be a good soldier. Be strong. Listen to the commanders. Listen to the commander-in-chief. Endure hardness. Win the battle. Don't get wrapped up in the affairs of this life. Timothy, be strong. And maybe Timothy might even kind of question, why? Why do I have to be so strong? Why must I endure hardness? Is it really going to be that tough? Yeah. I'm going to read several verses in chapter 3. This, know also, verse 1, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, as I read, so, and I might read the whole chapter, but just bear with me. It's okay. It's church. All right? But, you know, liken these scripture verses to today. You can very, 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 very much so. I'm going to read verse 1 in chapter 3 again. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Boy, we could stop there. I think we've pretty much covered all that ground so far in America. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's definitely seeped into churches today. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Everybody just follow along. We're just going to read this chapter. Now, as Jannes and Jambres, withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Let me stop here a minute. Boy, sounds a lot like what we're facing today. These are attributes of America, I think, today. I know so today. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Remind you, this is Paul writing. Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me in Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Hey, don't forget, you know, Paul is writing to a young Timothy. Hey, Timothy asked, why is it going to be that tough? Hey, listen to me, Timothy. Yes, it is. Look it. You're going to face some of these same things. Yea, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou. Okay, Timothy, continue thou in all things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture. I said all scripture. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Timothy maybe asked, why be so strong? Why must I endure hardness? Maybe you asked this morning or this evening, teenager or adult, why do I need to be so strong? Hey, because this is what's happening, and we need to be strong in such a day as this. Yes, Timothy, you see the way society's turning. And let me tell you something, I'm warning you tonight, church. Hey, you see what's happening in society. The homosexuality, the lewdness, the Hollywood lifestyle, the dress, and all the corrupt things that's going on in America today. You see and we must be thou strong. Timothy, you remain strong. Be strong. You keep serving no matter what. Don't you quit that bus route no matter what. Don't you quit that Sunday school class no matter what. Don't you quit that soul winning no matter what. Don't you quit your reading a Bible no matter what. Because Timothy, I want you to one day say with me as he writes in 2 Timothy 4:7, I want you to say this with me one day when you're at the end of your ministry, Timothy, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course and I have kept the faith. We need some good soldiers tonight who will stand with me. I'm going to keep on fighting. I don't care. You know, I've been mocked already a few times, so when it, and I don't care. I'm just going to keep on fighting. I ain't turning back. I ain't quitting. I ain't going to change. I'm just going to keep on fighting. Who will go ahead and stand with me? Who will stand? Maybe you've gotten out of it. Maybe you kind of so-called retired. I'm just going to sit back and relax until I die. Hey, why don't you just decide tonight, I'm going to reenlist. I'm going to be a good soldier. I'm going to go ahead and stay true to the Word of God, the King James Bible. I'm going to stay true to my husband. I'm going to stay true to my wife. I'm going to stay true into raising my kids in the admonition of the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and stay true to my prayer life, stay true to my church, and stay true to the Word of God. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and do right and stay true. Who will go ahead and stand with me and stay strong? Who will listen to the commanders in their life? Who will endure hardness and not turn back and will not quit? Who will reenlist for the fight? Who will be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, and I'm through? Who will do it? You wavering tonight? When was the last time you read your Bible? You know what's important to you, parent, Sunday school teacher, will be ultimately what's important to those who follow you. To those who follow you, if going to church isn't important, you know what? It's not going to be very important to your kids one day. And why is it 20 years from now we are even in a more godless generation than we are today? Because today, 2008, we have failed to go ahead and teach tomorrow, the kids of tomorrow. We need some good soldiers today. We need those who be thou strong, who will not turn back. I'll stay faithful to my teaching position at church. I'll stay faithful to my ministry. I can go out soul winning. I'll pass out some tracts. I'll just go ahead and stay strong. And that, yes, I will not turn back. I will endure the hardness. Hardness will come. Listen to me. The hardness is going to come. But who will just say, you know what, preacher? If you can stay strong, and I will, you know I will too. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray, God, right now you bless this invitation. I'm not a fancy sermon. I'm not a fancy preacher. I just preach what you laid on my heart. I pray, dear God, that we'd be strong soldiers. Faith Baptist Church, every single one of us will decide, I'll be strong. I'm going to, as a teenager, I'm going to remain pure. As a teenager, I'm going to get some things right. I'm going to be a strong soldier so I can have a good testimony for those kids around me. As a leader, I'm going to go ahead and be pure and do right and read my Bible. As a mom and daddy, I'm going to go ahead and make church and make Bible reading and make the Bible the center of my home. I'm just going to remain strong and endure hardness as a good soldier. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet. The music's going to play. I don't know what God has spoken to you about tonight, but won't you don't sit there. You know, maybe you haven't moved in a long time. Some of you haven't moved in a while. It might be good just to move forward and say, okay, God, whatever, I'll stay strong. I'll stay strong. I'll go ahead and stay true to your word. I'll keep on listening. I'll keep on being what I ought to be as a parent, as a child. Hey, you know what? Whatever the invitation, and when the invitation's going to start right now, the music's going to start, won't you move? Who will go ahead and stand with me? I'll be strong. I'll continue strong. I'll be a good mama. I'll be a good daddy. I'm going to be the